I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The comic book series Tintin, or Tintin in French, has been translated into more than 30 languages. That's a testament to its hero's universal appeal. The intrepid boy journalist Tintin and his dog Snowy chase bad guys all over the globe. The character was created in the late 1920s by Belgian comic book author Georges Rémy, known as Hergé. And now there is a new blockbuster animated Tintin movie, directed by Steven Spielberg. The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, centers on a couple of Tintin stories and the relationship between the ornery lush, Captain Haddock, and Tintin.
You wouldn't happen to be related to the Haddocks of Mallet Spike Hall, would you?
Why do you ask?
It's for a story I've been working on. An old shipwreck that happened off the coast of Barbados. A man of war, triple masted, 50 guns.
What do you know of the unicorn?
Not a lot. That's why I'm asking you.
The secret of that ship is known only to my family.
Spielberg has been a Tintin fan for years. He got approval from Hergé himself to make this movie just before the author died 3 decades ago. French Hergé expert and biographer Benoit Peters says the film is a great tribute to the books, even if it doesn't convey all their nuances.
Maybe there is some kind of poetry that I don't find totally in Spielberg's film, even if I like it. But I think a lot of new people in America and everywhere in the world will discover this character and this marvelous world of Hergé. So I'm very happy with the film.
Tintin as a character, as a journalist, I heard somewhere that the idea of Tintin, this character, began as kind of propaganda for the Catholic Church.
In a way, because Hergé created Tintin when he was very, very young. It was in a Catholic and very conservative newspaper, and his boss was a priest and said to him, you have to send Tintin to Soviet Union to show how horrible it is and how they prosecute religion and so.
And that was, Hergé, that was the first book, right? Tintin
this
goes
was
to
the first
Soviet
book.
Union. Yeah.
And then he went to Congo, which is very old-fashioned in a way, and
well,
you
can
criticize.
Racist,
this book.
Yeah.
Yes, in a way. But what is very important is the ability of evolution of Hergé. It changed a lot his mind. And for example, in The Blue Lotus, he goes to China and then he becomes friend with a young Chinese boy, Chang Chongzhen. And Hergé at that time met really a young Chinese student, and he went against racist ideas that he had at his beginnings. And also, in his first book, his graphic style was not so great.
Right.
But in a few years, he made it better and better, and his stories also became better and better. He's a writer, a storyteller. He's a real complete artist.
Now, Benoit, you had met Hergé many times. In fact, Hergé gave you the last interview before his death in 1983. You've got a new book out now called Hergé, Son of Tintin. What kind of man was Hergé?
Hergé was a very secret man. He had a difficult childhood, tried then to create a perfect childhood through his books. But when people were asking questions, it was always difficult for him. And he had some political problems during World War II. He was often criticized for different aspects of his work. And there are no women in the stories. So you needed a lot of time and confidence to really discover who he was. And that's why I wrote this big biography.
Now, one thing you indicated earlier about the movie is that it doesn't quite capture the magic of Hergé. And one thing it also doesn't quite do that follows the English language adaptation of the books, they don't have the same color in the language or the same whimsy, the drama. What happened in the translation?
The translation into English were done end of the 40s, and at that time comics were not considered as very important, so the translation was quickly done. And some mistakes were made, and now it's difficult to change because, for example, people know a character like Professor Tournesol.
Right, that's
he's
a great
known,
example.
He is known as Calculus.
Right.
And Calculus, it's very cheap as a name.
And tell us what Tournesol is, because that's crucial to understand.
Yes, tournesol, it's a sunflower. It gives an idea of more poetic, more lunatic, a strange character. Don't forget that this professor will be prisoner in the Temple of the Sun by the Incas. Then he goes to the moon. He's a very strange scientist. And with Professor Calculus, I think we lose a lot of elements. It's the same with Snowy, which real name is much more subtle and funny. It's Milou in French. Snowy, it's just redundant.
Well, Capitaine Haddock in French does become Captain Haddock in English, since the word for
yes,
the fish
it works,
is the
it
same
works.
In both languages.
Yes.
But when it comes to Haddock's curses, that's another story altogether.
Oh, yes. Hergé invented a special type of curse words, which are not really curses. It's just guided by the sound of the word. So any word, any strange word, can become like a curse. Mille millions de mille sabords, tonnerre de Brest, bachibouzouk. Nobody knows what is bachibouzouk.
Yeah, what is a bachibouzouk?
Oh, I think it was a soldier in the old time. But the question is more the sound. It's a poetic idea.
And Benoit, since you are such a Tintinophile, I'm wondering if you have a preferred Haddock curse that you might even use in everyday speech.
Oh, it would be difficult. I like a very strange word. It's it. Chuk chuk nuga.
Chuk chuk nuga.
Chuk chuk nuga.
Is
it's
that just
very
nonsensical
funny.
Or is it mean something?
I don't know exactly what it means. But when you hear it, you really don't know what to do.
Benoit Peters, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.